Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm George. I work at Collabora. I'm a senior software engineer working on multimedia things like GStreamer and Pipewire. And today I'm going to talk about what I've been doing in the past 1 year with Pipewire, enabling Pipewire in the automotive industry. So let's start by defining automotive. So basically, I've been working on a project called Automotive Grade Linux. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it before. If you haven't heard, ask around. There is a booth at the Building K as well where you can see a live demo of Automotive Grade Linux. And my task in AGL has been to make an audio system for cars. Now, the immediate question you might have is, what's so special about the audio system? I mean, we had audio systems for years on Linux. We have, the driver layer works, ALSA works. We have Pulse Audio on top that works really well for the desktop. But what's missing? So to explain that, I need to explain to you how the hardware looks like, because that's the difference, basically. So on a desktop, we're used to having this kind of scheme where there is a single CPU and a single audio card. Might be multiple, but it doesn't matter. You basically choose one audio card that you use. You have your speakers connected there, and you have your microphone connected there, and that's the whole thing that exists. And you have things like Pulse Audio that can manage this really, really, really well. On a car now, things are quite different, because you have different nodes inside the car, different CPUs, multiple CPUs. So you have maybe one CPU that is the in-vehicle infotainment system, and then another CPU around somewhere else, which is maybe a hardware radio device or a CD player. There is a dedicated DSP somewhere else, which is doing the filters and echo cancellation, and finally amplifies the audio to the speakers. And there might be multiple DSPs, actually, one for the front speakers, one for the rear seat speakers. There are some cars that have even speakers on your headrest. There are also microphone arrays that are on your seat belt or on the top, on the roof, on the doors, on the side, everywhere, basically. And this is all quite, this becomes basically a very complex network that you no longer manage in the way that you manage the desktop. So some requirements, basically, I mostly talked about it already. You have a lot of different hardware. And the other thing that I didn't say is that you might have streams that go around without passing through the main CPU. So you may have, for example, a dedicated hardware CD player that directly puts audio on the DSP, and that audio never passes through the main CPU. Although the main CPU still has control over what plays, you don't actually get the audio data routed through the main CPU for performance reasons. And you need low latency because you may want to implement echo cancellation and things like that. And then on the software side, on the IVI system, when you want to play something, there are some requirements there as well, because you might have, you basically have apps that have a different context. There are apps that do, for example, apps that play music that are in the multimedia context, let's say. And there are other apps that may be doing something special, like, for example, your navigation app, which every once in a while it says, please turn left in 100 meters or something like that. And that sound needs to be treated specially, because you want to make sure that the driver can hear it. You want to play it on the front speakers, you want to play it amplified, lower down the music while it's playing, and things like that. So you have to treat it in a different path than, and in a different way than how you